For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Okay. So what it means to be a strong Christian. What it means to be a strong Christian. Ask your neighbor that, are you becoming a strong Christian? It's a choice, isn't it? Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Look at what it says. That's a key verse. Thank you, Jesus. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Be strong. So here again, we see that it is an instruction. You have to be strong. Whatever you tend to be strong in is because you made a decision to be strong. And if you want to be a strong Christian, you can decide to be a strong Christian. So in other words, if you're a weak Christian, it's your fault. It's not your pastor's fault. Yes, it's your fault. If you're a weak Christian, it is entirely your fault. All right. So we started looking at some of the areas that we need to develop, isn't it, to be strong. And we said, number one, to be a strong Christian is to develop a deeper Christian life, isn't it? Number two, to be a strong Christian is to become steadfast. And number three, Pastor Kobe said he shared that, isn't it? To be a strong Christian is to become unmovable. So what are the other areas we need to develop? Number four, to be a strong Christian is to become spiritual. To be a strong Christian is to become spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 1. All right, I think we should read a few verses here. 1 Corinthians 3 and 1. So it says, are you following? It says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ, babies in Christ. Yeah. So Paul is here lamenting and sharing that he could not speak to the Corinthians as spiritual people, but as unto carnal Christians, even as unto babes. So here you can see that, you can draw the conclusion, are you with me?
Yes.
That carnality and babies, or being carnal and being a baby, is equal. Because it says, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Amen. Now, when you look at a person, any regular human being, every human being, any human being, we say by God's word that man is a spirit, and what? He has a soul, and he lives in a body, or a body, depending on where you come from. If you come from where I come from, it's body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. Amen. So when you look at a person, all right, we are all three in one. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, the part of you that gets born again, when you get born again, is actually your spirit. Yes. When the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. It is your spirit that becomes new, not refurbished, but new. It is actually a miracle. The miracle of rebirth. The miracle of being born again. Because God prophesied long ago in Ezekiel, way before it happened, that he would remove our spirits, isn't it? And put a spirit of flesh, a heart of flesh that he can actually write on. Yes, instead of the laws and the rules being said, don't do this, don't do this. I'll give you a heart of flesh that he can actually write on. So that is why Christianity is not a set of rules. You see, yeah, when you really, really get born again, there are some things you cannot do. Yeah, a truly born again person. Bible says that the seed of God dwelleth in him, and he cannot. Not that he will not, he cannot. It means that even when you try, it won't work. Yeah, when you try, you'll be so uncomfortable that you'll just drop it and move on. So a truly born again person that is really, really born again will not do certain things and cannot do certain things. So it is your spirit, your soul, and your body. All right? Now, when you look at a person, the part that is most prominent is either going to be, one of these is going to be very prominent. Either the spirit is going to be very prominent, or the soul, or the body is going to be very, very prominent. Okay? Now, the one that is most prominent is the one that has been developed most. You see, so this point is actually appealing to us to develop our spirits. Yes. So one, to be spiritual is to develop your spirit. To be carnal is also to allow your fleshy part to also dominate. Okay? And this is what was happening to these people in Corinth. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes." Babies. Carnal, he says babies. Carnal people. Because that's a part that is most prominent. And there are people like that. There are Christians that are either soulish. You know, when we look at it, it's your soul that is most prominent. Everything has to do with your soul. The feelings, your intellect. I'm not saying don't be intellectual. We all have to be intellectual. If we are not intellectual, we have somewhere to go right now. It won't be a good place. So, there's nothing wrong with it. But what is most important is actually your spirit. Because that is where God actually dwells. God is in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So when you develop your spirit, when your spirit is developed, when your spirit becomes very developed, you become stronger. In fact, the stronger your spirit, the more developed your spirit, the more spiritual you are, the more developed your spirit is. And then you become strong. Then you become spiritual. Then you can relate to certain things. Deep calleth unto deep. Isn't it? Yes. So Paul is saying here that, look, there are some things I can't even address because you are too carnal, too fleshy. And there are some Christians like that. They are carnal Christians. You can't address certain things with them because they won't even understand. And they'll rather get annoyed with you. Yeah. And as a pastor, sometimes you just watch people. Yeah. It's not everything that you can even talk about. But someone, have you learned that already? You've noticed it already. Yeah. There are some people you are better off even leaving them. Let them just hang around. And hopefully they will develop and get to the point where now you can relate spiritus to spiritus. And hopefully they will get it. All right? So he says, you people are carnal. Look at verse 2. It says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto were ye not able to bear it, neither yet are now able to bear it. Yeah. Baby Christians cannot take meaty word. Yeah, it's hard. And he says, I can't give you meat. I have to give you milk. Then verse 3 says, For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Okay? So these are some of the signs of people who are carnal. Carnal Christians exhibit this. Christians whose spirits are not well developed, they exhibit things like this. And what are some of them? You see, envy and strife and divisions, quarreling. Yeah. He says, whilst you do these things, you are carnal. When you read on, you see the foolish fight that they were even fighting. Makes no sense. Yeah. Verse 4 says, for while one said, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. So here they were fighting about who they belong to. Me, I'm a follower of this. I'm a follower of that. Me, I like this person. Me, I don't like this person. It's all carnality. You see, yeah. You see, if anybody, any of these pastors take a book, I'm actually preaching from a book. We don't have it here. Ought to be a strong Christian, red covered book. And they share. It should not matter. You understand? It should not matter that whether I'm here or I'm not here. By God's grace, I'm going to be around. But what I'm saying is that it should not matter. It should not be that it's because a reverend is preaching it or another person is preaching. That is what makes it. It's a book. It's a word. Isn't it? What, whoever, even if a baby is delegated to come and stand here and read it, you should take it and receive it. You see? And that's the attitude that the people in Corinth didn't have. Because they will say, me, I like Apollos. So it's only when Apollos is here that I can hear the word. Yeah? In fact, I tried to call Pastor Scobie earlier on. I got a message that there was a board meeting and they wanted me to be there because of a certain presentation. I'm not usually or all the time at board meetings, but they said stay. So I said to Pastor Kobe, you go ahead. I know I wasn't here last week also because of another job assignment. But ordinarily, you know, maybe I should have even gone home and rested and woken up and prayed, which would have been more beneficial, isn't it? But I was saying to myself, Charlie, there are some people who will not even take it well and may not even understand. Yeah, he said, Reverend didn't come last week. And then if we eliminate all carnality, we would not have to be. So I had to drive fast. I'm saying to myself that I hope to just even come and close the meeting. Just come and, you know, meet the last 20 minutes. In fact, my goal was to, I thought I would make it for the last 20 minutes. But because I was driving very fast, you know, I made it. And when I came, he's also not started preaching. When he saw me, I said, preach. He said, you know, you have to go and preach. So these carnality things, you know, it just takes us backwards. You see, and when the Bible talks of us being something or doing something, there's really no mystery. It says, be strong. You decide to be strong. There's nothing mysterious about it other than just doing it, which is not mysterious. You decide to be strong. There are days and instances in my life, I've just said to myself, you have to be strong. I talk to myself, you have to be strong. And then you stand and be strong. Amen. So you can be spiritual. You can be spiritual. You can be very, very spiritual. Try, push it. No matter how tired you are, do things that makes you spiritual. As we go on, we'll learn some of the things that makes us spiritual. You have to be praying, you have to be studying the word, you have to fast, you have to do things that make, I mean, watching TV 24/7 will not make you spiritual. Game of Thrones. It's becoming very popular, isn't it? I hear everybody talking about it. I've never watched it. It's very popular. Yeah, they talk about it at work. Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Season something, season three, season, I don't even know which season. Do you see? Yeah. Yeah. It takes, you have to. You understand? In fact, these days, when I was coming, because I couldn't go, I didn't pick Lady Pastor. She was telling me that these days, she'll be asleep, and then she'll just hear me open the door in the middle of the night, maybe 2 a.m. or something, and I'm not coming to bed. It's not that I was up to, I'm just trying. You see, and even sometimes when I try, I fall asleep. But just even the effort. Yeah. Because when I go home and I take a bath, maybe eat a light dinner or maybe not even eat, I like to always end the day with reading. So I'll take a book and try to pray a little bit. And a lot of times as I'm doing, I fall asleep. By the time I open, it's 3 a.m. Then that's when I walk to the bedroom. You see, but the effort, even the effort, you see, the effort to just even try, just try, be strong. You see, yeah. You think God will not bless me for even the little that I do with all my tiredness? Yeah. So it's something that you have to decide to do. Amen. Let's look at more examples of carnality. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. To make it simple, let's use the Amplified. All right? Galatians 5 and verse 19. All right. Got it Amplified? Okay. Now the doings. Somebody say doings. Ask your neighbor that doings. You understand doings. So the King James says the works of. But this one says the doings, the practices of the flesh, your carnal part, are clear and obvious. It means there's no ambiguity about it. You can't argue. It's what you see is what you see. Turn to your neighbor and say, what you see is what you see. It is what you see. That is what it is. There's no need to argue. It's obvious. So what are they? They are clear and obvious. The doings, the practices of the flesh, the works of the flesh are clear and obvious. What are they? Then he begins. They are, go back to 19, we didn't finish 19. They are immorality. Yes. A Christian should not be walking in immorality. You cannot. You should not. Impurity. Indecency. It means it's not decent. I mean, there are some things that are so clear that they are not decent. You see, on Sundays, you can't talk about dressing. But on Wednesday, you can talk about dressing. I mean, it's not decent to come to church, a woman, and your dress is halfway at your thigh. I mean, what are you trying to achieve? Have you been coming to disturb the pastor? Yeah. I remember years ago, I was preaching. You know, sometimes I like to walk. You walk and then you have to come back. Yeah, there's a quick recall to the pulpit. But if you understand what I'm saying, yeah, a quick recall. Yeah, you go a few steps by aisle six or something, you have to come back. Yeah, you thought that the pastor was walking quickly to the pulpit. He sees something that he should not be seeing, so he's coming back. I'm coming to home base, the base. It's not decent. You see, and let's not argue about it. It's so obvious. It's clear. Do you see? It's clear. We know that weather is warm, but it's not necessary. You know? It's not necessary. Yeah. Instead of people getting spiritual, you've come and you are disturbing their eyes. So what else? Idolatry. Yeah, idols. Pastor, I don't have any idols in my house. Yes, you don't, but there are idol figures in your life. Yeah. Anything that can pull you away from God, anything can. You see, we idolize a lot of things in our lives. It's amazing. Very amazing. I've watched people without certain things doing so well. Things that they want, they desire, they are crying for, yearning for. And then you help pray with them and they get it. And the gracious Lord provides. And then you see that thing has now become a chief idol in their lives. Because of that, they won't come to church. Yeah? I tell you, I told you of the story, real story, that happened not too long ago. Last year, I think, in Bishop Saki's church. Was it Bishop Saki or Bishop Ogo? It was Bishop Ogo, I think. Yeah. That young guy who always was in church, suddenly he had a nice motorbike. He won't come to church again. And then you actually see him riding the bike on Sunday morning. So he rides this with top speed. He never comes back again. He's dead. Huh? Dead. This one, you just give an opportunity to the devil to just kill you. People marry and then suddenly marriage has become an idol. Yeah. Sunday morning, you are now frying sausage and bacon and baked beans. Pastor, my wife, my husband, he likes a hot breakfast. You have to make breakfast in bed. He's very, 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 very busy, right? And it's only on Sunday morning. He wants baked beans. Your mouth like babies. Your mouth like big beans. Yeah. When you didn't have it, you didn't have a husband. We're having all night praying for you. Oh God, give a husband. Oh God, give a husband. In fact, this things, when I think about it, there's a lady whose name always, I even forgot her name, but her picture always comes to me. Were on Grand Street years ago, right there in Philadelphia. Yeah. Every Sunday after church, right, come to me, crying. Reverend, please, even though I was not even reverend, Pastor, pray for me, and I will encourage her. She had done her nursing board many times, failed. She can't pass it, and work. I'll hold her hand. I'll pray with her. Pray, God. Have mercy on this lady. Jesus, help her. Yeah. I watched her pass her board. Yeah. Then I watched her come to church with a man that she introduced as her beloved. Nice man. Then I watched her come to church with her car. Said a man had given her a car. Yes. Then I watched her, and at every step, her interactions with me went further and further until she just stopped coming to church. Yeah. So sometimes you even wonder, that was he doing good to get certain things? There was a lady, similar lady, when myself and Lady Pastor were transferred to the Newark branch. Same thing. She couldn't pass her board. Every day, fightings. Yeah. Her husband was a pharmacist, like Uncle Charles. Yeah, pharmacist. Always fighting. Gradually. And of course, when you have church members, you feel for them. You pray for them, counsel them, teach them. Because see, some of the things, it's not just prayer. It's also wisdom. Even how to study. Yeah? Some of us, we don't know even how to study. You don't know that you have to study with, if you're doing a professional exam, that has to do with multiple choice questions. You have to study with multiple choice questions. In fact, at the point, stop even reading. Let your reading be around multiple choice questions. Yes. Go to the data bank of questions and answer. Just play around with. That is why, have you noticed that when you were in school, there were some people who seemed not to be learning. They didn't look serious, but they were always tops. Yeah, because there's a difference between trying to read or somebody who reads a lot and then somebody who knows how to take exams. And and the reading, the knowledge, the goal of the knowledge is to pass exams. Yeah. Yeah, always solve it. There was one person like that in one way I met school, was my senior. You always see him freaking around, playing, and just joking. But you see in the back of his pocket, he always had a roll of paper that he spoke. Multiple choice questions. Yeah. His nickname was Barre. We call him Barre. Barre, Barre, Barre. Then Barre, Barre. Yeah. Every exam, he stops. Yeah. So we help people. Sometimes we give them advice. You pray for them, and so eventually she passed. When she passed the exam, just within that time, I think we moved back to Philly. Okay. Now, I heard later on about her. But I got an opportunity of meeting her not too long ago. I mean, she left her husband. She left her husband, and she's now with a doctor. Yeah. And I saw her jump out of a car, Mercedes Benz. Yeah, four-wheel Mercedes Benz. I'm sure the doctor got it for her. Today, she can't even remember. And I'm watching her. I'm not cursing her. But going a route on this kind of route also has its consequences. Yeah. And I'm just watching her coolly. Her husband is still in church. She used to be more serious than her husband. Now the husband is more serious than her. I don't want to give more detail, otherwise you may find out who it is. So I don't say any more. Because even if I describe and show you her background, even how she even got to this country. Yeah. Common background. From a zero and became a hero. Are you here? So idolatry, sorcery, enmity. Is it strive again? Jealousy. Yeah. Jealousy. Jealousy. Anger. Selfishness. Divisions, dissensions, party spirit. Yeah. You can't be a Christian and be a freaker. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Your hobby is just partying. Yeah, Christians don't do that. Christians should not be doing that. Christians should not be doing that. Party spirit. You know, sometimes when you read some of these translations, it dilutes it a little bit. Yeah, but when you read the King James, you see one of the descriptions there. It's also about party. This one makes it like it's factions, but it's more than that. Yeah, go on. You finish 21. We're ending 21. 21. Or 20. Let me finish 20. Let me finish 20. Let's go back to 20. Party spirit, faction, sects with peculiar opinions, heresies. Okay. 21. Envy. Drunkenness. This is where it put the party in that sense. Carousing. And the like. Give me the King James on this one. I like that one. Because you can easily say, oh, the thing I do is not being mentioned. So God puts it in there and the like. Revelings and such like. So anything that's a cousin, first cousin, second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin, fifth cousin, distant relative, anything like this, they are all included. And it even gets scary. It says, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It's scary. Very, very scary. Can you imagine you've been going to church all these years and you might as well just stop and just go completely into the world. But you do all this and then miss the boat. Yeah. You see, the day we die, and if the Lord doesn't come, at the point we all go home to be with the Lord at good old ages, satisfied with life. Yeah, satisfied with life. All of us at the point. You see, the state in which you go home determines where you end up. If you go in this state of carousing and drunkenness and envying and reveling and stealing and strife and all those things, you will not make it to heaven. Because it states it there, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past. So ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible says that work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, being born again is not the end of everything. Being born again is the beginning of a walk of working hard, fighting, pushing, and doing everything to make sure that you don't miss the mark. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss the mark. Ask your neighbor that, do you want to miss the mark? What did they say? Say, God forbid. I heard somebody say, God forbid. I will not miss the mark. Amen. Stand to your feet as we close. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that you will be more spiritual than you are now. Pray for yourself. You know your shortcomings. You know the areas that need work. You know the areas that need improvement. You know the areas that you need to really come out of. Just ask God earnestly. Earnestly this evening with your eyes closed, speak to God earnestly about your situation and ask God to help you and ask him and determine in your heart and say, Lord, I am determined. I want to be strong. I want to be strong. I want to be strong, but this is my weakness. I really want to be strong. And I believe that even as you determine, God will help you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Oh, just 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Matambro tipala, shepre kipaliono, marupi kimana, elabrato palia, shapale makotipa, lesto prepikilombo, shamali miandora, rapakateli basapre, kenalamamo kotoria, zimbre, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, napronkapalia, zibele kimoro, shipala maraba, rapakateli masipre kimayanda, Lestombro copalia, libro ti prende le miando. Yes, 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 Jesus, help us, we will be strong, we will be strong, we are determined to be strong, we are determined to be strong, we are determined to be strong. Yes, Lord, makata pilama, rapakatilia, sebrendianda, rakatilia, masebronde, kenabrondia, Rakata palaba subreya, kela brochi paramana, rapa kele miando, zebre kepora, mantale barudia, mantale parunda, mantale parunda, nantale pabrunda, kela bazabrandia, shapalaba balababaya, mokoto prokipala, reke patele bianda, zebre kepalo zibianda. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, quickly. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Just pray 1 minute on this one. So it says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then he says, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. So this is one of the spiritual secrets. If you want the power of God to be made manifested in your life and to rest upon you, you have to be sincere with God. Do you know that God knows everything? Yes. Yeah, but he wants you to ask first. He would not interfere with anything until you've asked. So one of the keys to spirituality is actually talk to God about your weakness. Tell him, Lord, I'm weak. This is me. I'm weak. I'm weak in this one. I'm weak in this one. I'm weak in this one. And according to the scripture, as you do it, his power is rather made manifest in you. Amen. Close your eyes one more time. For just 30 seconds, talk to God about your weakness. Let him know. Let him know the areas of carnality that you are weak in, the areas of carnality that gets you the most, the sin that easily besets you. Just ask God for that perfection of his strength and his power in that area. Paul said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities. In other words, I'll come to God rather and let him know about my infirmities, not rather hide it. Pray to God sincerely. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, lesto prochi para babaya. Mambro de kepaliana, siporia. Yes, your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.